BBC News with Sue Montgomery. An emergency session of the UN Security Council to discuss the conflict in Lebanon has seen repeated international calls for a diplomatic solution. The French Foreign Minister, Jean-Noël Barrot, told the meeting that his country was working with the US to broker a 21-day temporary ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah to allow time for broader negotiations. James Landale is in New York.
Throughout the evening, talks have been going on here to see if key players could agree a joint statement urging both Israel and Hezbollah to agree an immediate ceasefire. Before the council meeting, Israel's ambassador to the UN, Danny Danon, said he was grateful for diplomatic efforts and said his country was open to ideas. It is early days. Much depends on how much Israel and Hezbollah are ready to consider some kind of pause in the fighting. But the diplomatic gears are grinding here in New York to try to stop a wider regional war.
Earlier, Israel's top military commander told the army to be ready for a possible incursion into southern Lebanon. The Lebanese health ministry said more than 70 people were killed by Israeli airstrikes on Wednesday, while Hezbollah has continued to fire into Israel. The United States has announced a further $375 million worth of military aid for Ukraine, including HIMARS precision rocket launchers. The Secretary of State said the new assistance would be deployed as quickly as possible. It comes ahead of a meeting on Thursday between President Biden and Volodymyr Zelensky, who wants permission to use long-range Western weapons against Russian military sites. The state prosecutor in Benin says three men, including a former minister and the man in charge of President Talon's security, have been arrested on suspicion of plotting a coup. Mario Metonou said the former sports minister, Osvaldo Omeki, was caught handing over six bags of cash to the head of the Republican Guard. Julian Bedford reports.
The prosecutor said the coup had been planned for Friday and Oswald Omaki had been caught handing over $2.5 million to buy the support of those guarding the president. Also allegedly involved was a friend of President Talon, the businessman Olivier Bocco, who's indicated he wants to move into politics. His lawyers have protested his innocence and called for his immediate release. Benin has become increasingly autocratic under Mr. Talon, whose two terms as president are due to end in 2026.
The UN Secretary-General Antonio Guterres has voiced his concern over the fighting in Sudan during a meeting with the country's army chief at the UN General Assembly. He pressed General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan on the need for an immediate ceasefire. BBC News. The remains of 49 anti-apartheid activists from South Africa who died in exile have been brought back to the country. Most were exiled in Zambia and Zimbabwe during white minority rule. Nomsa Maseko reports from Johannesburg.
The repatriation forms part of the South African government's efforts to bring closure to families of more than 1,000 anti-apartheid activists who died while in exile. The majority of the former liberation fighters whose remains have been brought back to the country were from different political formations which waged a war against white minority rule. So far, close to 100 mortal remains have been brought back to South Africa since the repatriation process started. A homecoming ceremony is expected to take place on Friday.
The US Congress has passed a stopgap bill to avert a partial government shutdown, despite a significant number of Republicans in the House of Representatives voting against it for failing to achieve new federal spending cuts. The package, negotiated with cross-party support, funds the government at current levels until late December. The International Monetary Fund has approved a $7 billion loan to Pakistan. $1 billion of that total is to be made available immediately, but Islamabad has promised to increase its tax take and to introduce policies that promote economic stability. Media in Japan are reporting that a Japanese warship has, for the first time, sailed through the Taiwan Strait in what's described as a freedom of navigation exercise. Reports say the Sazaname began its passage from the East China Sea and completed the journey over 10 hours. There's not yet been any response from Beijing. BBC News.